Game 1 of the NLDS between the defending champion Chicago Cubs taking on the Washington Nationals from Nationals Park. Bring out the red carpet for this one. Bryce Harper certainly ready for action, and his hometown of Las Vegas still on everyone's minds. U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise wounded in the congressional baseball game practice shooting back in June, there to throw out the first pitch. What a cool moment right there before the game. We pick up the action in the fourth, scoreless Steven Strasburg on the hill, pitching well and getting some help from his defense.
Swinging a line drive up the middle, Murphy there with a sprawling stop. He short hopped it to the backhand and throws to first for an outstanding play. Murphy shaded perfectly, makes a sprawling backhanded stop. And that's the defensive play so far tonight as Murphy robs Contreras on a bullet, the hardest hit for the Cubs so far against Strasburg. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Change up off the plate at 90 miles an hour. And Steven Strasburg has a new Nationals single game postseason strikeout record. That is his eighth strikeout. And a swing by Hayward and a fly ball to right center. Harper and Taylor converging. Taylor calling and makes the catch to retire the side.
Javi Baez the batter. He swings and chops one on one. Big bounce to third. Fair ball. Rendon drops the ball. Drops the ball. And so Baez is safe at first. And the Cubs have the leadoff man on. Everybody on their feet waving their K cards. Here's the 0-2 to Bryant. Swinging a line drive right center field. That's going to be a base hit. One hop in front of Harper. Baez headed home. The throw is cut off by Strasburg. The throw to second. Bryant is safe at second. And the Cubs have the lead. Their first hit of the ball game brings home an unearned run. It's Chicago 1 and the Nationals nothing. As the Cubs' first hit gives them the first lead of the series. The set for Strasburg, he deals. Swinging a line drive right field. Harper coming on into a dive. Can't get it. He trapped it. And here comes Bryant to score the second run. It's Chicago 2 and the Nationals nothing. Harper tried to make the diving catch. The ball off his glove. He couldn't squeeze it. Hendricks is ready. He delivers. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a changeup down and away. Swinging a ground ball toward the middle. It's handled by Russell. He'll flip to Baez at second for the out to retire the side. No runs, again no hits, a walk, a man left. Hendricks has spun six shutout innings. We go to the seventh, 2-0 Chicago. Swinging a chopper, slowly hit to third, charging in is Bryant. Barehand play, the throw to first, what a play. He throws him out. That was a do or die, all or nothing play. And Bryant barehands the ball, a chopper with some pace on it, and throws out Worth. Hendricks against Kendrick. This will be pitch 106 for Hendricks. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball. Kyle Hendricks has tossed seven shutout innings with two hits allowed.
And the 2-2 pitch swung on. Line down the left field line toward the corner. It's a base hit. Worth will have to play the carom off the wall of the warning track. Jay has scored. And Rizzo coasts into second base with a double. Drives in his second run of the game. And the Cubs have added an insurance run here in the top of the eighth inning. Their dugout going crazy for Anthony Rizzo. It's now Chicago 3 and Washington nothing.
Well, that's twice they had the option to pitch around Rizzo, and twice he's delivered RBI hits.
And Worth has never faced Wade Davis. 3-0 Cubs, two out, bottom of the ninth inning. Now here's the pitch. Worth swings and he pops it up. Near the plate is Contreras. This should do it. He comes back out of the warning track. He makes the catch and fires his fist in the air and turns around and heads toward the mound as the Cubs dugout empties. Contreras slaps hands with Wade Davis, who will earn the save as the Cubs earn the victory in game one of this division series. The Nationals, who had a brilliant start to this game on the mound from Steven Strasburg. He was electric over the first five innings. An error changed things in the sixth inning. The Cubs put together two two-out RBI hits, took the lead and added a run in the eighth. And Kyle Hendricks was brilliant himself after walking three and hitting a batter. He slammed the door. The Nationals couldn't get anything going against him tonight. Nor the Cubs bullpen of Carl Edwards Jr. earning a hold of the eighth, and Wade Davis, the 1-2-3 ninth, to earn the save.
The Nationals blanked by the Cubs in Game 1 of the NLDS. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
Well, it was a combination of both, but you can't take anything away from him because he threw the ball well. He mixed it up. he threw changeups and fastball counts, threw high fastballs. He was all quadrants tonight. He can pitch. Which is evident. I mean, we only got two hits, and we didn't hit the ball that hard off of him. But he threw a good game tonight. Strauss threw a great game, you know. Anthony, we've never seen him do that. And then it led to a two-out hit, and they got two-strike, two-out hits. And that was a ball game.
Steven Strasburg, the tough luck loss, going seven innings, allowing two unearned runs, striking out 10. He talked to the media after.
I mean, just good base hitting on their part. You know, I think it's just one pitch to Brian. You know, I didn't need to be that throw that good of a pitch with two strikes. It happens. But just try and go as hard as I can, as long as I can. Yeah, I mean, I think he really slowed the game down really well, and unfortunately took our fans out of it too. So hopefully they'll be ready to go tomorrow.
The Nationals will try to even the series in Game 2 at Nationals Park on Saturday. Gio Gonzalez on the hill.